Well, Jim, I suppose, first of all, delighted you could join us tonight and congratulations on your appointment. I suppose there's no great secret that Jim McGuinness has wanted to be Donegal manager. You've had a couple of days to think about it, or a few hours to think about it, certainly. Now, has it sunk in yet, really, that you've got the job at last?
Well, I suppose that side of it maybe hasn't sunk in yet, but, you know, I'm fairly aware of the fact, you know, of the job that lies ahead, Tom, to be honest with you. It's a huge challenge, I suppose. First thing is to really identify where we're at, and I suppose for the players that are there and any players that will be coming into the setup, that's going to be very, very important. And once we sort of identify where we're at, then, you know, we'll hopefully start developing a plan then, you know, to get to where we want to be. And I think that job needs to start sooner rather than later, and so, you know, hopefully within the next few weeks we can make a few moves.
You've mentioned yourself it's about a huge challenge, a huge job, and much has been made about it. How big a job is it, do you feel yourself?
Well, it's definitely a reconstruction job at the moment, and it's a job that requires, I suppose, an awful lot of strength and conditioning. The players, I suppose, at the minute are in a bad place, in the sense that, you know, they've come off the disappointment of a heartbreak in Balbuffet against Down, and then a very disappointing game against Armagh, and I think that was coupled with the other game against Armagh and Letterkenny, you know, that sort of, you know, double hit, if you like. And you know, we're in a situation now, I think, where some of the players, particularly, you know, the 26, 27 year olds that are sort of maybe being written off by a few people, they're at a crossroads in their career. And I would feel also that the young lads, the 21 year olds, the 22 year olds who were part of the 21s for the last few years, they're at a crossroads as well, because they have to decide, do they want to be a county player? And what I mean by that, I mean, you know, county football is their life. And they have to decide that. And if they decide that they want to be a county player and they're serious about that, then they have to, I suppose, commit to the next 10 years as well. And, you know, it is a huge sacrifice for them. But at the end of the day, the modern game now dictates that, you know, there's X and Y and a Z that needs to be done if you want to be successful. And that's the way we're going to be going.
Yeah, because I was reading actually somewhere Damien Diver at the weekend saying that county football at senior level, and indeed, as far as that goes, I think club football at senior level, or anyone with a bit of ambition, isn't turning up to training Tuesday on Thursday and playing a game at the weekend.
No, definitely not. Like, I mean, if you look at counties like Kerry, you know, I was down there for a couple of years playing Seagerson Cup football, you know what I mean? The Seagerson Cuff finals were held in Tralee when we were in it, and our manager took us out of the town for the weekend and took us to Killarney. They had us put us up in a 5-star hotel. Every single hour for the 4 days that we were in that hotel was accounted for, from warm ups to training to team talks to our nutrition, sleep, what time we got up at. Every single thing was mapped out, and people then would say, you know, Kerry, very natural footballers, and, you know, that's the way they play football. They're the most professional setup in the country, and I would feel that's one of the reasons why they're at the top for so long, that they go about their business in a very quiet way, but in a very, very, very professional way. And we have to get professional. We have to invest time now in the boys, and we have to develop their bodies, and we have to develop their speed, their fitness, their strength, and then work on game plans. And all them things take up an awful lot of time and require an awful lot of discipline and commitment if you want to achieve in them areas. So that's where the focus is going to lie now. And I suppose from my point of view, I want to know who is in and who is out, and that will become apparent, I suppose, in the next number of months when we start asking serious questions to the players, because we will be looking for a profile of a player, and that player will be one that wants to play for Donegal, that's committed to Donegal, that is hungry for success, that football is number one in their life, and want to win medals, not just to play for Donegal, but they want to win Ulster championships, and they want to compete for All Irelands. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, you know, we're in a situation where I believe, anyway, that the boys don't believe that they can win at national level. And it was something that I came across with the 21s when I started off as well. The hardest part of the job was getting them to believe that, you know, that they were as good as anybody else. And And so from that point of view, you know, there's an awful lot of work to be done as well.
You mentioned there a lot of work, a lot of commitment, people wanting to play to win medals, to win trophies, to win honours. As a team, you've heard it levelled yourself, you know the scene, you're not that far long departed from the county scene. The general feeling out there along our people is that there isn't the commitment level in Donegal football and from Donegal players.
Well, I can't answer that because I haven't worked with them, but all I can say is that we will be asking the questions off the lads, and the players that respond will be the players that will be part of our plans. And I believe, you know, that a lot of these, like, I mean, you go to football training, Tom, you know, and a manager says you were going to do 10 200s tonight. You don't like doing them. But when you're standing in the shower after you have them done, you feel good about it. And I believe that this group of players and all players have to be pushed, and they have to be asked questions. And when them questions are asked, people start to change and people start to find themselves. And that's a powerful thing when you've got 25 or 30 players moving forward and feeling good about their training collectively. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hopefully try and identify the best players first of all, and once we've got the best players in the county identified, developing them in ways that we feel that are needed for the team, and then we move on from there, and we work really, really hard. I think the key thing is this: we're in a situation now where it's not a situation for talk or a time for talk. It's a time for hard work, and that's from the management and the players. And I think we have to put our head down. We have to realise where we're at, and we have to put our head down now, and we have to work very, very, very hard over the next number of months. And we have to see where that journey takes us. Mm. And I think that's the key thing. Maybe sometimes there's too much talking going on and not enough, I suppose, end product on the field or sometimes off the field. And what I would like to see now is a low profile, a lot of hard work, and see where that takes us.
There's two things, I suppose, come to mind there. One is, you mentioned you were in Kerry, and you know the culture, you know the attitude in Kerry. Would you feel that you have the same, there is the same level of attitude and commitment as in Donegal or in a lot of other counties?
I would feel that, and I would feel that, you know, I mean, and my own work, you know, I've been in a lot of dressing rooms over the last number of years in a lot of different counties, and I see the same characters and all the dressing rooms I've gone to, and the lads in Kerry are no different to the lads in Donegal. So from that point of view, I would feel that, you know, there is a future for these players, and you know, they're not unique to the country. You know, they're young lads. They want the best, but they need to be pushed, and I feel everybody needs to be pushed in life in order to get the best out of them. And as I say, without repeating myself, hopefully we can get the best group of players together and then move forward from there.
And tell me, how far do you feel Donegal have dropped, say, from the Tyrones, the Kerrys? You know, what, 6-7 years ago, Donegal were up there competing in Ulster finals, maybe didn't just cross the line. The general perception is that they have dropped back a bit.
Well, I mean, you know, reality of the situation is, you know, that we've played 3 games at home in the first round of the championship, you know, Derry, Antrim, and this year against Down, and we've lost 3 games at home. And, you know, from that point of view, that's very, very disappointing. And, you know, confidence is a huge thing in sport, and, you know, we have to get back to a situation now where we work hard and we are not prepared to let go easily in tough games. And I think if we can start winning games, we start building confidence. If we can start building confidence, we'll become competitive again. And then once that starts to happen, you start clawing your way back. And sometimes that can happen fairly quickly, and other times it might take a wee bit longer. But, you know, we had 16 weeks with the under-21s, and, you know, it was a very, very sort of a roller coaster journey. You know, we came from a very low base to end up in an All-Ireland final, and I would feel at the end of it they were very well conditioned, and they were in good shape. So I feel personally, if people are committed to the cause 100%, that you can make a lot of ground fairly quickly. I suppose, you know, on the other side of the coin would be the fact that a lot of the younger players that have to be looked at will need time to bed in, and they'll have to get the exposure to inter-county matches to see, you know, to see can they deal with that situation. And from our own point of view, monitoring that will probably take a bit longer. So, you know, the question you asked me was how far have we dropped back. I think that the National League will be a very good indicator of that this year, and I think that at the end of the National League and lead into next year's championship, you know, we'll probably be able to answer that question better.
You've taken the job for 4 years. Who, first of all, whose idea was that? Was that yours or was it the county board's?
Well, I mean, I suppose, like, we're having a conversation here now in relation to, you know, the job. The same conversation happened with the main officers, you know, and I suppose we talked about a lot of things we're talking about here, you know, where we're at, where we want to get to. And, you know, I would feel personally that a medium and a longer term approach has to be taken. You know, there'd be a number of players, 27, no, 26, 28, that have a lot to offer, I would feel. And then there would be this last 2 to 3 years, the under 21 teams 2 years ago, last year, and this year's team will probably end up being the core of the team, you know, in 4 or 5 years time. So if we take a longer term approach with them and invest in them over the next, say, 4 years, you know, they'll be hitting 22, 23, 24, 25 at the end of that, and hopefully at that stage we'll have them physically exactly where we want them, and they'll still have, you know, 8, maybe 9 years of inter-county football ahead of them. And then the other lads that are 27, 28 will be coming, I suppose, 20, 31, 32 at that stage, and you know, they'll be, will be in a good position, and we'll be able to tap into their experience in these 4 or 5 years, and then hopefully the young lads that are coming through will be able to stand on their own 2 feet at that stage. So that was the thinking behind it.
So it's basically, you feel it's going to take the 4 years anyway?
Well, I feel it'll take, you know, an Olympic cycle is 4 years, and it's 4 years for a reason, you know, and because, you know, the coaches and the conditioners and the fitness testers and everybody else that works with the athletes at that level can get everything that's required to be done within that time frame. And, you know, I would feel that we won't be any different, that everything that will be required will be completed within the 4 years, but we'd be hoping that we would be able to cut that back to 3 or maybe 2.
Yeah, yeah.